We're holding by the sugya of Adlokas Neiris. So we're going to raise some gimel. Call this Indian Hamul the Bahag. We counted one the Tariq mitzvahs. We say Kuflam and Ches. The Ram points out, even though the gimel began down a posuk in Yeshayahu, it's covered. He says it's a locha, Moshe Mitzinai, Rakos, Mach, Baalmo. Now the rabbi wants a taina, he said, get over the Isa, because the mitzvah is nichli, get over the Isa. Tad Hashem, this idea of Adlokas Neiris. The Pashas is when you read the Rambam, in Parakei, he pulled it the chiv with divrei seifim. Now, it's not always buchak. The Rambam says with divrei seifim means a drop on them, but the Rambam in Shuvah Nechelik Dalet is pulled this way. And the Ritva Lasuga in Daf Amidal, he writes it's pshito the Ritva drop on them, the Miri. And therefore, the newest place came on the page seem to understand the makor for this. I can't the different sukkim being sunach upon. Lechor together of a drop on them. The Voshin reads it down in Sif Dalet. It says a gamut mitzvah drop on them. We make a brach over here. If they show the sugya brings down the drabonon, the grass, very so, and the chorus drabonon. Echshia, whether it's drabonon, the rice, the vanu, every chlor chiv, you have to go do that. Some sugya speaks out in the chofei. The fact that a robber says it's chovehi, whether it's drabonon or not, he says, maisa makin oitra at tension nafshay. Vadi, you have to go do a locus neris. Now, once we have this gather of the chiv, again, whether the tarik mitzvahs, or the machinery, or the pashas drabonon, what's the svar behind it? What's the reason behind it? And there are nafkaminas. So first, the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel discusses that Ner Beisai and Ner Chanukah, which one goes first? The Gemara says Ner Beisai Odev, Mishum Shalom Bayis. That means the Gemara is saying the reason why we have Adlokas Neris is out Shalom Bayis. The Mechab brings down the word Shalom Bayis. It's Sif Gimel. But the Gemara Daf Chav Hei brings down a Pesuk in Eicha, Perek Gimel. So if Tiznach Mishalom Nafshi, Nashisi Toivel. What's with Tiznach Mishalom Nafshi? Says the Gemara, let's do our locus near Shabbos. We see a second idea, a second makor, in the Shalom Bayis. We have a third Gemara, Daf Lamed Daled. Another post, the Gemara discusses three things you have to say in the Bayis, Ere Shabbos, Imre Chashecha, Isartum, Iratum, Elikos, and Ere. Over there, the Gemara brings down a post in Eiv, it says, Yedatur Gisham Olecho, which has a sugar of Shalom Bayis. So we have two Pesukim and three Gemaras to put on the idea of having Shalom inside your house, Shalom Bayis. Now, Shalom Bayis does not mean dafka between a husband and wife. It means having in the house itself, Bekolius. The way Rashi explains, he says it two different ways. The way dafka of Gimel Rashi explains, because you mitzar, sin, bechoyshech. You yourself are in pain, bechoyshech. You won't have peace and tranquility. The way Rashi says in dafka of Fei is that you'll stumble around and be hurt yourself. And for this reason, you'll have the bayav Shalom. So whether it's mitzar that tzar is sitting in the darkness or stumbling around and hurting yourself over here, all the things like they have having Shalom on Shabbos. One concept. A second recovery this Indian. The mission that called Dalad, when it's called what to go light, come on, Rabbi Shmuel says, E malikim v'itron. Why? V'pnei kovod Shabbos. The simple understanding is, why would not light with this? Because the bayad of son of kovod Shabbos. And therefore, the Rambam and Perek Laman brings down the reason why I have it locked as narrates, is kovod Shabbos. The Reim, the Smag, they say, Nichon together. The simple reading is that's having something honoring. Beautiful, nice, lekavod Shabbos over here. So when it discusses, you should not light it to him, they cover Shabbos, Abai says, what's the big deal? Yotza, go out. So the Gemara, why are Lokas Neiris Chayva? Rava. What does that mean? Explains Taisus, the Mokma Suda were ending Shabbos is, if you have to go light it by Mokma Suda. Says Rama and Perkei, why do you have to go light Lokas Neiris? As Oinig. Taisus says, that's Oinig. And Mechaban Sebei says that's Oinig Shabbos, and Mishmur starts off Scott Alf, Ika Lokas Neiris, Mishun the Chayva of Oinig Shabbos. So, come along over here, we have Lechura, three different Makaras for the same Aloha. We have very clear Shalom Bayis, we have again two Psukkim, three Gemaras. The idea of covered Shabbos, we have a Mishnah brought down by the Rishonim. The idea of Oinig also brought down by the Rishonim. The Mishmur said that's the Ika reason. If you have covered Oinig and Shalom Bayis, this is the Pshat in the Rambam. This is what I couldn't point out. The Rambam says either in Perek Lam, it says that's covered Shabbos, or Perek Hei says Oinig Shabbos. He left out Lechor the main point of Shalom Bayis. Where is it? So, Lechor, the idea of Shalom Bayis, the Achronim will point out, maybe it's Nichol, covered or Oinig. That means the Archer Shulchan, when he says it over, he says the idea of Shalom Koshul is Nichol and Gedev Oinig. The way it takes the Shabbos is over Shalom Koshul, Nichol and Gedev covered. So it could be part and parcel intertwined one with another. This is Yudhik of Yisgurah discusses how in the world the Rambam one time it says in Kovod, one time Oinig, and he points out, we spoke at one time, the Kovod Nichol together of Erev Shabbos, and laying in there is nichol to get out of kavod. Mash enki, the idea of having them on Shabbos nichol to get out, only enjoying it. Oynig is on Shabbos itself. We have discussion on Shabbos and preparing for Shabbos nichol to get out of kavod. Myself. Says what? We're in Chago. Okay, my son over here doesn't say that, which is a good point. The mice, they point out why I need all three reasons for. So you look at the law, it's very clear that they're not meeting between all three and why I need all three. It says the idea of Shalom Marius, come over the Mishmur, to call the Beit. It says even if it's not for Mokum Asudo, that means the rest of the house, also you need to have Neris to be lived there. That means Mitzad, the idea of Kavod Oinig is only at the Suda, not to be tripped or to be in the dark, even Tzad, that's even the rest of the house. Why need the Suga of Oinig? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Beis Halevi, why? Because the Dak also the Mokum Achila. Well, it's in the Mishnah Berurah that you have to make the Broka only a Mokum Achila, because that's the Ikka place over here. And why need the idea of Kavod Shabbos over here? Says the Nachman Nachman to point out, let's say you already have lit, candles are lit there, and it's in the whole entire house. We did not do the covered on the honor of Shabbos. The Lochid, you have to extinguish it and relight it. So come along, the reason why you need covered eating and Shalom is one, to tell you even not Mokum Achila. Second is Mokum Achila, and after that, you have to go light it, not to have it there. So we have all three reasons. Now just to speak out with the get of the idea of Shalom biases, the idea of Shalom, think of the Karnon that's coming down. Let's say a person has light coming from another place. I mean, usually for us in our houses, we can have dark in the room, but if you have the window open, the truss open, you have light coming from outside. I mean, even if it's a cloudy day, today we have light coming from the outside. Or you have a place that you do not plan to enter inside on Shabbos. These ideas don't have a problem with the sugya of Shalom. Well, he speaks out of my shutting down. Let's say you do not want light in this room because it's a bedroom. You have to go to sleep over here. I and myself, so you walk around slowly. So usually for us by the bedroom, you have light coming from the hallway, you have light coming from the bathroom, so anyway you won't have the problem. But even the tzad, they won't have light coming from anywhere else. Still, since you do not want it, we're not nichol to get it, we have Shalom over here. Well, he speaks up in Nom HaZol, but let's say you do want it, but not the whole entire night. I mean, usually sleeping from 12 and onwards. That cannot mean the candle does not be the whole entire night. The candles are those couple of hours that you want it, not for afterwards. That means we take the idea of Shalom and the place can be down practically. In the case you do not need it, do not want it, or there's no sorry for it, is not nichol having candles over there. And therefore, us, it seems to me, we only light at the table. The rest of the house, practically, come out every single time that you want the light, there is light coming from somewhere else. Whether the hallway, the outside, there's always places you can get light from there. And therefore, we do not seem to be medactic to light in other places, not on the table, more than the sugya of Kavod Oinig, not to the sugya of Shalom. In Sef Aleph, the Mishnah is Moisef Nocha point that we have get of covered and oinig and shalom, but also not to mevaza a bizoy. That means when a person comes along to light from the Neir Shabbos to something else, the sugya Simon Chof Aleph and Archaim, we're talking the sugya of bizoy mitzvah. That means let's say a person has Neir slit, and he wants to light from this Neir to Divrei Chol. In the olden days, they used to discuss lighting a cigarette from that, but today no one in Chas Shalom will do such a thing. But do it for Divrei Chol. Lochin says Mishmur, but it's also from mitzvah to achol is bizay mitzvah. Moshe the Mishmur, point number two. Let's say you want a light from one ner through a kisam to another ner. Still, he said maybe technically it's mutter to match. The Moshe should not go do that. The minhag is not to. Number three says the Mishmur, but let's say ner to ner, the Moshe that's mutter. Number four says the Mishmur, you end off in the bealocha calling you a panech raza. That's brought up by numerous achronim. The Eliyahu, the Shulchan Tishitim at Bateres the Kainim. The Loch is you have something in Miyuchad to go light the Neir Shabbos. That means it comes out there really are four things the Mishnah was saying. Number one, Chol is Osir. Number two, Chol to a mitzvot Neir Shabbos, Medina it's Mutter, Minig is Natu. Number three, Neir to Neir Lamais is Mutter. Number four, the correct Al-Siddur mitzvah is having something in Miyuchad to go light over here in Neir Shabbos. Now the Shaila is, you look around, Leilim seems to use the matches and did not take on this chumor panech raza of having a candle miyuchud to light in Neir Shabbos. The Shaila is what happened? Why not? So the way the Nishma Shabbos he brings it down, starts claiming, what is he saying over here of the panech raza? He says, the Maaseh, numerous of us have first of all a the essential way is not to lead to an act of Mizayim. The point is that numerous people have a silver matchbox. We have a silver one right there. So maybe that's COVID. But when you point out, we have Gafurim, the long ones, that mean Yuchud for Shabbos. That means usually you have to light a couple of them, the long. The one you have in the kitchen is smaller. But right now the box has also Neiris on top of it. A nice box over here. But it being done on Pnei Shabbos, the reason why the Pnei Chazu was not happy with it, it used to be that, what was the lighting worth? They didn't have matches like we have. They had things that were twigs, sticks, broken pieces of wood, and basically it was a zevel they kept over there. That was the matches. Today, who uses the matches? Any choshev person, any sar, any person choshev who would, in those days, light cigarettes or anything, they use the match. Everyone uses the match. There's no bezoyim bezmanazah to use a match. The side of the Panei Chazer had a shtickle quasi bezoyim to it.
We go from there to there with a match today.
No, so what we're doing, not from there to there, we're discussing here, striking a match and lighting it. So it could be, no, it's a little bit different. You're using it. I'm not using the mitzvah, yeah. Strike it. So you want to defend the Nishma Shabbos, Konim Panei Shabbos, why the minhag today is not to have a candle, you could go light it. I know some people have the electric ones to go light, some people have the candles to go light, but the point is not to have something, you could go light it. And they could say the Seid Shabbai doesn't apply today, the reason to be Machmer, because there's no design of key who's there to use matches. In this Sugya, now, Chav Gimel Beis,
the Shabbos is there.
Yeah, but the question is, are you getting Panei Chazer? That's the question. That's the shaila. That's the Nishma Shabbos says. I didn't find the Panei Chazer inside. Look it up. See what the current is. See what he said.
Nishma Shabbos says that is the Panei Chazer today.
He's quoting the Panei Shabbos and wants to bring down the Chochem Mechaz and say that's Pshat. So Nishma Shabbos for Panei Shabbos is the Gerebo. Panei Shabbos. I don't know what Panei Shabbos is. Yes, it is. Okay, quoting the Chochem Mechaz. I know the Chochem Mechaz. But it's not in the Taina. Just don't know. The Gemara of Gimel began from Avuna, a Rogel Bener, Tavlin, Bodim, Tamid Chachamim. If you have boys, you'll have Tamid Chachamim, and Rashi says, let's say a person only has girls, then it'll be Zerich to have son laws that are Tamid Chachamim. Now, it says the Rogel Bener, which Ner are referring to, Shirashi, the Sugya, brings down the Ner of Shabbos and Chanukah. The name of the place can be down, Rogel Bener, Shabbos and Chanukah, Zerich to have Bodim, Tamid Chachamim. The question is, we're all Rogel and Shabbos, and we're all Rogel and Chanukah. And not everybody is able to have children that are Tamid Chachamim. So the way of the Torah and the Mechab brings it down, the words are Ner Yofo. Yisrael lasses Ner Yofo. Says the Sharatin, it brings down the Torah, the idea of a Rogel Bener means to have a Ner Yofo. It explains the Bach over here, because that's if you read the Gemara, it's very interesting. The Gemara says Ner Am Shabbos is Chayvo. Then the Gemara goes on further and says a Rogel Bener. Sounds like it's a Rishus over here. So what's the difference between the case of Chayva versus Rogel Bener? From over there we see that Rogel Bener is a sof upon the mitzvah, meaning the Yofa Shabbai, the Hiddish Shabbai, the Yofi the mitzvah Shabbai. And therefore for this reason, it says in Mishpura being that Pima Godim, the Hiddish mitzvah, making Yofa, the Yofi Yazrecha, to have the Bon Tamid HaChachamim. The Rad does speak out that again, sometimes you light all over the house, as Shalom Bayis, but the idea of Rogel Bener is dafka the Mokhem Achila, only one by the table here, not the rest of the house. The Yofa seems to be nice and clear, that's a very nice candle over here. I don't see anyone say the candelabra as Hiddur Mitzvah of the night. It sounds like the light itself, we'll get to Reis HaMagdalad, it seems like the Shem and the clear light is the Hiddur Shabbat.
Why is that Rogel though? Rogel means to do things.
Constantly always have something that's nice.
That's
Yofa. That's have always things nice. It's a nice thing.
We'll
get to Reis HaMagdalad today. We'll get to Reis HaMagdalad. We'll see why a lot of people don't do Shemin Zayis. Because our nerves are as clear, as nice as Shemin Zayis. Only up here, Kabbalah, those one tiny time Shemin Zayis. We'll have to get to the next Shemin Bezer Shem in 2 weeks. Upon this Indian that we say, Rogel Bener. First, has bottom time in the chomim, coming the paiskim b'shvu magavam at Moshe, bringing from the Rishonim already the Ben Machayim Parshamoyis, the Ben Yonin and Geras. It says, therefore, since this is his man, what is Gerim to have bottom time in the chomim? Therefore, it's his man miyuchad masugol for tefillah by the Noshim, but it's his man asiyas mitzvah to go daven over here b'zeichel to have children that are meirim b'torah. Now, b'shvu is Moisef wants it's not only a schos to daven for the idea of having bottom everything. I mean, it sounds like in the page, daf with this concept. He said, no, it says, man, we're struggling for this, and then we can daf everything. He said, each struggle for everything over here. The only shout that I do like asking is that we learned at the beginning of winter's month, the first week, that Bakosh on Shabbos Lamaisa is also. So, we get the locha in the Sefiot, the Bahag, that we're machmer, each does our locha, we kabbal Shabbos with our locha. So, the first thing she does, after she's kabbal Shabbos, she makes the Bakosh over here, of course, it also do a Bakosh on Shabbos. So then we spoke out, the Chor has seven different reasons why the Chor is not a problem. Either Mitzad, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Yevshev is Manacher, this is its time, anything that this is its time is not a Bayah Bakosh on Shabbos. Or second reason, the Kavos Halacha says, a Shvus, that's before Ben Shmoshes, but Mokum Tzarek Godel is Mutter. This is a Tzarek Godel over here, not a problem. The way the Peskachu is being examined, because the Tzarek on the Meshivot Reish Peches is Tzarek Lefonov, it's not Tzarek Lefonov, this is for the future over here. The way how others bring down the same Bakosh on Shabbos, you bring down the ikkis, Mitzad Ruchnius, no Isser over here. Others bring down this is Toybis HaBracha. Others bring down the Pesach Chuvas is Toysev HaShabbos, only the Din of Atzimu Shoyoyim, no Isser HaKosh is over here. Or can really argue the whole Tayyi Yisrael Shabbai. Before this man of Manash Moshes with the Isha's lighting, can you go ask another year to go to Malacha for you? There's no Isser HaBadov, no Isser of Mitzad Chatzicha. Where's the Makor of the Isser of HaKosh on Shabbos? The Yisrael Shabbai sounds like, says the Medrash, that mitzvah of Dabba Dover. So if the whole Isser, you let Isser know that Yiddigo do things for you, Kashbarhu, there should be no difference over here. That you let it go ask a Yid, the anyway Samuel Gimel, that we learned already, Sifyid Zayin says, let go ask. The Chorim ask. The Chorim ask by itself, great question, why? That's halachal. Really, so Mice is Mutter. But in this din over here, that we have a din of a loco. So the question is, how many neiris to go light? So it's very clear the Mishnah Berurah brings down six different times, in the Achronim, earlier Achronim, that Avad HaLocha is one neir Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Graz, the Sivis, Avad HaLocha one neir Mekayim the Mitzvah. The everyone says the Locha is the base, Choyz al Psochem, Shal Psochem, the Locha is only for one neir, not more than that. However, it seems to be that Ogre Klai, so it's light more than one neir. How many? So either the Minig is brought down by the Mechaber, Tev 2, Losh Lektor, Shibula Leket, one connected Zocho, one connected Shomer. It was our claim being down that concept. And build upon this, the fact that Shomer and Zocho were Nemu B'dibur Echod all at one time. Therefore, the claim being down from Agarvom, Mishnah Berurah, therefore they each have a meaning that they were intertwined one with another, the Kruchim, together one with another. My side, I do not see that meaning that way. I got Mishnah Berurah as a meaning Hoganu. I don't see our names that are intertwined one with another. Another reason why it have two, the Beis Yosef brings down, and Betzim to Rashi and Shuvah and Chalak Zayin, it's a call by brought down from the Tanchuma, that the idea of Shabbos is always coupled, is double. We have Shnei Kvosim, we have Mizm Mashiach Yom HaShabbos, we have the idea of Lechem Mishnah, the idea of Zachar V'Shomer. So what is the double Mizm Mashiach Yom HaShabbos? Either the Eidim over here wants to sing a song, or the way how Moshe over here wants to that if you read the Pesukim onwards, everything is double over here. Right? But nice it's double. Or a second reason, a third reason why the Maestro idea of lighting two, coming with the Matamosh and the Eliyahu being down, the idea of connected Ish V'Isha. How connected Ish V'Isha? Because Ner, lighting two candles are 500. The Avorm in the Ish is Ramach, 248. The Avorm in the Isha for more is 252. Together, they are 500. Therefore, connected Ish V'Isha, therefore, together, therefore, another reason why it's intertwined, the Ner is over here. The Prima Gemara said that's why the Ma'isan Yontif also be light too. It's how the Sukkah connected Ish V'Isha. We don't have the other reasons of Zohar of Zohar and Shomer. We don't have the other reasons of Mitzvah Yom HaShabbos. We have the idea of connected Ish V'Isha. My real Ma'isa is brought down by the Sukkah of Kiddush that people should look at the Neiris at Kiddush. Real says why to look at the Neiris? He says when a person walks, he loses 1/500th of his eyesight. Ma'isa, if he looks at the Neiris then, which two Neiris is 500, then he gets back. The idea of also is 1/500th of his eyesight over here. So it seems to be intertwined one with the other. This is a refuel over here. Being done a measure cycle time that way. A fourth reason why that case over here of why two candles. Come on the Makta Moshe Eli Rabba. You have Neshama Yisairah. Two Neshamas over here. You have to have two. And also it's intertwined one with the other. Two Neshamas, one thing over here. Maisa Peskutu brings down. That's why you see numerous people that they'll have also a candelabra, but they always have two. That means you read the Dr. Moshe, it seems to be a Shiloh, it could be Moshe more than two. You have three, four, five, are you losing out the number of two? Maybe when you have five, you lost out the mile of two. So Mechaber says, don't worry. Dr. Moshe, Maril's Maskal says, don't worry. But it sounds like there's a mavuch in the Dr. Moshe. Maybe when you have five, you don't have the mile of two. Devil says, Peskachuva, those will be chayshis, not to lose a mile, be missed by mechuvan. What do they do? You see, people have two candlesticks, and then everything else is the candelabra. And even those who will either put the two always together, or will play separate. People have two to show the idea of cholopokas too. That could tell me it's practical when they got married, they got two. And afterwards, you know, they get more and more smaller ones. And then Bez Hashem, the shvigar, or the parent, buys a candelabra and you have more candelabra, candelabra. But again, there seems to be as an idea over here of having a miyucha too, whether it's for Isha, whether it's Zachar v'Shamar, whether the Shabbos Kavul over here, whether it's Shami Yisrael. There seems to be people always like two over here, Mitzadik Yisrael Shemoy, at least having the idea of being mechuvan over here. Now, the idea of two, look around, some people have two. But there are other numbers thrown around. There's a Sefer Anir, a Risha that says to have three. And the official might say he has three. Why? Mitzad here the Baya of Zugos. Two. If you had a case of three over here. Another idea brought down by the Mishmur is to have seven. Mekoshbo is a Shloh, after the Rizal, but I hate to bring it down that way. Why to have seven? Either look up the Shloh inside the Coast District's Parasha, Pesuk Bamidbar, it says, El Mulk Ne'er Menorah, Shiva Neris. Also, what we have over here, on the Menorah, you had seven sticks, seven places to go light. So therefore, at the Menorah, Shiva, you have seven over here. The way the Shirk Nasa Gedolah brought down by the Mishmur says, why connect the 7 days of the week? The way the Benish Chai brings it down, connecting the seven spheres. The way the Ches Alofa brings it down, connecting the seven Aliyahs that are getting Shabbos over here. So a different reason why you have a case of seven. Those are the Minig of seven. Noch Minig, Kabul Mishmur brings down the idea of ten. Why ten? Magavom, the way the Mishmur brings down, connecting the seven Sedibrois. The way the Shlomit brings it down, he says, Elu Be'elu Dim Lekim Chayim. The Bech Sabayis brings down, connecting the ten spheres, the seven spheres, the ten spheres. And the way the Yafalei brings it down, connecting the Menorah, but the Menorah that the Shlomo had, not the sticks, and the Shlomo had 10 Menorahs over here. Come on, the Banish Chai says, no, just 36. Why 36? Because in the Gan Eden, they had their Argonas was there for 36 hours. Connecting the 36 hours, you should light 36 candles over here. Oh, you're different than Hokus over here. Again, it's 1, it's 2, 3, 7, 10, 36. Fine, different than Hokus. Maisha, it seems to be. What? Minyan Shabbos. Minyan Shabbos, I have not seen. Not brought down on the page. Okay, the other page. The Maisha, the Moin Am, yes, you have the Chabur over here, and the Oilam, they seem to do what's not brought down the page. They seem to do what's connected to every single child. Now, the people tell me it's on the page, it's Dershu. I know the Oilam is Dershu, and I'm going to see the Mishnah Berurah beside her. The Maisha, it's not brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, the idea of having connected every single child. The question is, where is that coming from? What's the svar behind it? Why can I get every child? So Lakuta Baruch, he has this meaning. He says, built upon the sugya that says, every time, the holiday of Rogel Bener, Zeichel Tamid Chomim, therefore, Mitzah this in the Shabbat, you want to be marvin to them, make something yafo, when it be Zeichel Tamid Chomim, therefore, every time you have a child over here, you make a nay yafo over here, for that kid over here, one svar. What? I think it sounds like Isha that they're the house. He doesn't say that. He says two, and that's it. A second reason why connected to every child, those like bringing you down, Nasha Klein, or Rav Shlomo, if they say, look at the Chanukah, the Rambam says, what's Mahajan? Every single person that's in the house, he wasted one more. So built upon the Rambam, we see there's a hiddur when every time there's a person over here to do one more over here. So the Rambam, on the Sukkim Mahajan over here. A third idea that Olam says over. What? There's a hiddur Shabbat. That's how Sukkim is also a Jaifi. A third idea that Olam says over, also from Nasher Klein, Dan Fisher, and Leventhal, because Mishmur is down that the first Shabbos, the Isha, would not light. And came the Sukkim of Knas, therefore an Isha should always light one more. Therefore, every time we have a child over here, we're wasting one more. Now, they point out, it's very sure this reason. First of all, number one, most of the times the kid is not born on Shabbos or around Shabbos, they think she can't light. The second, we'll get to Locha, they get to Sugar Knas, but there's no case of Knas over here. When we wrote the question to Chaim Pinevsky, what's the reason, what's the time to go light and connect every kid? We wrote back to us, very simple, Minigash Knas. Fine, another time we wrote back, Minigash Knas. So far, it's the Minig in Germany, Minigash Knas, we won't go do it. I said, that seems to me that the Moin Am seems to go do it. Again, each one onto his reason over here. Now, let's say you have 10 kids over here and you like 12. I asked my wife to make sure. Yes, she told me, yeah, 10 kids and we like 12 over here. So the halacha is and help lemaisi light 12. When you go away, there seems to be that halacha a person only lights two. And where exactly did that come from? Again, the Makaris, the Bichabayis, Beis Yisrael, the Bignan idea over here. We're talking about the Shmir Shabbos, the Kodesh Halachas, it was a fine. The Bignan, the halacha is when you go away to only light two. Now, all the Malachim mean on this concept. They point out, Luchura, if you always light a home, connected either 7 or 10 or 36 or connected kids, why is it when you go away you light two? What's your head to you? They point out, Luchura, the Yisrael Shabbos is that not to make a tirch upon others or make them set up more candles for you. Therefore, the original Kabbalah already was that you knew already that Hog is not to. There's no misunderstanding that when you go away, you only like two over here. Therefore, no deal to Matan Neder. That seems to be an Hog. When you go away, you only like two. Another minute I see is that Neger to Yontif, Neger to my mother and my Shvigar and my wife, I see they only like two. Now that I've looked around, I've not seen exactly where that's so. There are people who tell me in the Chavura that some tell me they light two, only for Yontif, Mashgir, and Shabbos. Others say not the way. Now the reason to light two, again, is a little bit even shorter, especially by Shabbos, because most reasons don't apply. But my son, it seems to me that there is an Hoga out there. With the Makor, I've not really found the Makor. The reason why to light two, the only reason we're left with is Prima Gonim, why connected Isha Isha. Fine. Yeshua, why that's so. Again, if that's your Minig, that's what you have a Kabbal go do. So I can have me only light two over here. Now the question is, let's say your Hoga is different between the husband and the wife and they get married. What to go do? I said, this past Shavuos, my daughter-in-law was by us, and he asked us for Yontif, what to go do? Her mother seemed to light all the candles, and my son tells me, his mother, my wife, and both her grandparents only light two. So what should his wife go do on Yontif? So he asked what to do the past Yom Tovim. That's another question. What to go do over here? The question really is, what to go do with Claudius, first of all, when a wife and a husband had different hoggers? So the get, let's say, for example, Kinyas on Pesach. Kinyas Avada Medina is Mutter. Menig is not to. Gebok on Pesach. Big fight about it. But Medina Gemor Sanom Aisha is Mutter. So what if the get, Halacha, Avada, you follow the husband? Even the get to Menig, you follow the husband. Is that Lokas Neris the same thing over here? So Bisor Shaboy, whatever the husband does, just like by Halacha Menig, you follow the husband, so it should be the same thing over here. You should follow whatever the husband, his Messiah is. They're all back. Avad each follow the man. However, come look over here. Avad is a true in the Chalak Zayin. They want to have a miyuchu to how many candles had to go light. That the shadow was set up to him. The Isha, her minig was light, connected every single child. And the Isha over here was only to light two Neris and Zehu. And they wrote to him what to go do. First, he gets involved with who's paying for the Neris. Is it the husband or the Isha? Because in my sense, his money. That she wants light for every ner, be moistive over here. But he wants a tiny lemaisa, ner Shabbos is niku shalom. And then over here, he wants a tiny nichel to get of shalom, is to let her follow her own minig. Shalom bayis over here. And therefore, even though you know you're spending your own money, that's also nichel to get of shalom. And let her follow minig and light connect every single child over here. Now the question is, are both saying that's what you should go do, or you have a right to, you should let her go do it? See, a little bit of a quote of us over. My son, the gate to my son who got married this past year, he married a Sephardi. I went over to Berkowitz and he asked him questions to get to look his neighbors, three different questions. He wants to know, number one, that they don't add to every child, and my son does, or his mother add to every child, what to go do. Number two, the order of the bracha will get to the Lochat Sephay, what to go do. To make the bracha first, or do a bracha first. And number three, when she goes somewhere else to get the sugo, baya, or to service, I know, she will not light. Ashkenazi goes somewhere else, they do light. Bayam tell the sugar brocho. So Rizzo Berkowitz, Lamaisa, what to go do? It's on all three questions that my daughter-in-law, now the new one, is a Sephardi. Masha Enkin, my son, is not, at least not yet. He's a little Ashkenazi over here. So Lamaisa Berkowitz said, a nice time over here, he says, what's a time like this? There are two things, there's a locha and there's minhokim. What time a vada locha goes after the husband? What time a minhokim? They have a right to go after the wife. He said, he wrote to us, I can't guarantee it, but I think it's the right thing over here. He wants to tie in the get to brocha, follow the husband. The get to over here, when you go away for Shabbos, follow the husband. The get to how many candles? You should follow the wife. That's an organ, that's my, that's an Indian, that's a concept. She should follow her parents. So I don't know what's going to happen. Because right now it's two. So right now they're even. Maybe it depends how the Shalom Bayis will be in the future. But Maisa, right now, Rebekah's, it's an interesting show over here to get to look scenarios. Halacha, husband. Minig, he says, Liza Taina, maybe that's, we should follow over here, the wife.
Does the man have to set up?
We'll get to that, Ben Sashem. Have to or should? There's two different things over here. We'll get to that. Now, once we have this chiv over here to do that boko, right, because chiv. So, what happens when Isha forgets to do a boko scenarios? Forgets. So come along already in Maril, it brings down when Isha forgets to go do it, to mizaris her in the future, we come along and go give her a knas. Brought down their mo over here, and it's very clear, come along the place, when they say over here, the loch is that the knas is not mitzvah the sugi of tshuva, the knas is the mizaris her mikan labo, for the future over here. And build upon this, since he assigned it to mizaris her, let's say, so the place, she did not like mitzvah the sugi of oinish, she didn't base a serum, or give me birth, nichol geder, or the child is the basis of him over here. Because she should not get a case of knas over here. The place can speak out. That means, let's say you light two of knas, the rest of her life, she lights three if she got one time. Let's say a person lights 12, she got one time. The rest of her life, says El Rabbi Prim Gun, she lights over here a case 13. I mean, even though it's not nicker, you might time that 2 to 3 is nicker. But yeah, the place can, no, it's not dark, has to be nicker to the Klal Yisrael. It's nicker to her. Why should I light 13 or 14 or 15? Why more? Because you forgot one time to mizaris her over here. Now this concept, we see in the Bialocha as a chiddush. Since Harav Loi LaHosef, Liv the Orcha Shabbos has numerous cases over here. One time, anytime there's a suffix over here, not to make the sugya of knas. Why Harav LaHosef is a chiddush over here? That's a klal shemay. And you go to numerous cases are claiming, what is the getter of oinus? What's the getter of shayig? How to apply practically? Take one case. Let's say an isha. She's very, very tired. She lies down, plans to wake up, even puts an alarm clock. She sleeps through it, like my son this morning. People sleep through alarm clocks over here. What to go do? So the Swam clarified this question. The Cheshire Eifoy declares it, he's mistapek. What to go do? So he makes the Ke'im Pshara. He says, right now, light one more ner. It's nigh when you have another kid. Then this other kid you have will be together with one more ner. So it'll be not the rest of your life until you have one more kid. And that one more kid will be together with this ner. The question is, you want to find it sleeping? That's not it. So show you, why do you have a knas? This is the code of the lochas. Sleeping? What do you mean? You're not mazal to the mitzvah. You're nichli get a blindness. Why is okay to knas? So it's a sovik. Knas or no knas? It's a great question. Could be, depends how tired, what really happened, what do you plan to go do, some plan to wake you up. A numerous case to get in there. How far take the Yisrael to be machmer? Come on, chuchuk and chemat, you have the tshuva, and the hozor, dafir ches. He discusses a case over here when a wife told her husband, a tamachachim, the yeshmaim, to go tell to go light when this man is. Place the cloud, the outside is dark. The husband told the wife, oh, now's the time. He watched, made sure, told to go light. We learn afterwards that they lived after this man. After Shkia, even Isser, Chil Shabbos, Baruch Matola. The question was, since they're not doing the mitzvah, is there a knas on the Isha? But she did not do the mitzvah. Again, she told the husband, Yishmael Tamachochim, he told her she did the mitzvah. The question was there a case of knas? Someone Chaim, the reason why the Gemara that I designed a Vodzor Daf Yud Ches, over the Gemara is that myself, Chinin Ban Tradin, Chinin Ban Tradin, who the Gdol Ador, he came along and he was Hoyga Es Hashem Ba Isa Befehesio. The Gemara brings down that because that he won the Sari Ugrim Malchus, and his wife also got killed. So why? Because the wife should have made a machal against her husband, the Gadol Ador, that what she did was a mistake. You have to realize, the Gadol Ador did something for Hesio, he thought he was right, and the wife should have stopped and made a machal against him. Like, we don't like when our wife makes a machal against us, and we do make mistakes. It's a Gadol Ador, and the Sichas Muslim Chaim Shmulevitz gets involved with the Yisrael Shemoy, that the wife has a chush hareach. He writes these words. She has a special smell to sense out the mistakes that the husband does, and therefore she has a responsibility to make a machol against her husband. Says Reb Chaim, built upon this Gemara over here, she has her achrayus to give her husband musar, not to listen, to be samech upon her husband. And for this reason, the fact that she's samech on her husband went to go light Neris and Shabbos, should have realized it's a case of kroch nefesh. She could die for it. Chaliman Tradin, her wife, got killed because of it. Over here, Michal Shabbos and Shabbos, case of skilo. She should have made sure she got the right time, her own watch, make sure the correct smell over here. Deal with nichon get of not oinus, and she gets a knas. Hello, sir. A husband to remind her to go tell her, she lit, he was, and he writes this in the Maaseh, he's a Tamachochli Yishmaim. That's some I'm already for. she gets a knas over here.
It doesn't
get about which ski over here. It could be that solid ski, a ski rishon. It doesn't make a difference over here. It could be paskin ski rishon. He's not a mechalik. And could be can't even have it out of it. Could be paskin. No, could be paskin. Again, the bialok gets about from sugar on nose. He says it depends on which man. It could be depends on which paskin. But hey, he's not going about with that. It's not the sugar knas. She didn't have very get a knas. I said a shiny. My says she lit at the wrong time. Let's say her watch stopped, or the chashmal blow. Some places chashmal blow. Who knows why? And therefore the clock stopped working over here. I think it happened to come out everyone over here in this room. And therefore you lit at the wrong time. There's a tshuva by a vosner, and it comes to lochas. The liakim orcher shabbos say can't give a knas to that person. In that case, how give a knas to that person? Now according to Chaim, what do you mean? Go outside, look and see the sun is there. So it sounds like it's me a mamzer kotzal kotzer having to suddenly say the knas. What is the category under what level? Is Venus what's the nechalegeda of shaggy over here? Another example they discuss numerous times. You see it happens. People go away for Shabbos, and then hokal lisa b'nei Ashkenaz is for them to go light in the place to go away for Shabbos. And they're not simich upon the place they're going for, and the isha goes there and she forgets to go light. Is there a knas in this case over here? Do you say at the end of the day be'etzem? She's talking to the bias, the son called Shechon over here. What do you say? The Maisa, since she had no das to be yaitu with them, she was mezalzel upon the mitzvah over here. And therefore, a person has a knas for the rest of her life to go light with a light and extra narrow over here. Among the former seem to be a Shechon das question. There is one time there is a knas, there is this question of Moshe has a tshuva about it. Debetzino, Yashim Chakinyeski won't say there is a case of knas. I thought I'd show you the Vosna says the whole reason why the idea is put upon the Isha. Do a look there is, says the Rishonim, why is Tzarcha Bayis put upon her? There's no Tzarcha Bayis, she's a guest somewhere else. The way the Kremes Halacha says, there's an Umnina now that she wants to be Yaitza, be Tofel to the May Base over here. Therefore, maybe she was Yaitza to the people around her
maybe
over here.
Could
be. That's part of the question over here. Maybe it's Umna, maybe it's not Umna over here. That's a good question. See me a Shekel last question. When you go away, if you get to go light, what to go do?
Why is it Tofel? What's it? Why is it?
Oh, we'll get to that. Another case in the Isha, let's say it became a tshuva, Baal Tshuva 20, 30 years later. So 20 years later, she didn't live for past 52 Shabbosim for 20 years, 52 times 20. Now she have a house. Mother Or, Amish, she welcome over there. Somebody come over here.
No, she's a
come
on. She's a new person. She's a new barrier.
So she's not chiv tshuva at all, you're saying?
Yeah,
the question is the knas and mezarus for the future. She was not mezalzel the net mitzvah near Shabbos. She wasn't. She mezalzel on Shabbos. She didn't keep Shabbos. There's zilzel on Shabbos Shabbat. No zilzel near Shabbos. There's not a lack in that. Shabbos Shabbat is a problem. Because both are the problem. The clothes are the problem. Not near Shabbos. No, but here's the mezarus for this aspect. This thing's a chesaron. There's no chesaron in this. Some of the big problem. That's the issue here. They also speak out sometimes by a kala. She gets married the first Shabbos. She's not used to light. And the first Shabbos. I know it happens a lot of times. It doesn't happen. The first Shabbos they forget. Especially when they go away and the Shabbos go away. Shabbos Sherebach, that's what they go do. The shala is when they lit and then they forgot or they never lit. Is there nothing to get their knas? Also, Shigalad's question. Shagamayu. No, so the minig is two. So now maybe they do three.
Never
stop. Fine, so
their chiyuv now is two.
That being meisip to what they go do. Right. So I said the Pesach Shuvah being another Shagamayu and says the idea is the mezalz you forget. And you did it. That you know that's the mitzvah. What time? It was never came part of her mahalach. What time? Not nechel get of knas. So the comes to lachas. You mezalz. Says never tells you mezalzel. Also, Shikol Das question over here, what to go do? We'll make tziruf out of this. What to go do with tziruf in the gate chashmal? This is Shikol Das question. How to look at things? Keinzer, let's say your wife gets light, but the husband might select. So she might she got the mitzvah. She's mezalzel the mitzvah, but she got the mitzvah. How do you look at that? Come on, who shall mezalzel the yashiv? They want tainer. She's mezalzel. If the mezar is there for the future, there is a case of knas. Tal sheni kamum chaim. Come with Shmuel, In one taina, the maaser, there's no rashlus of the mitzvah. The mitzvah maaser was done. She was lazy. What to go do over here? There's no avera that was done over here. The pull of the maaser happened. Another shikadas question over here. What to go do? So let's take what you're saying. Let's say Isha does the mitzvah, but not do it correctly. For example, let's say she lit before plug. And now she lit the sugya over here. Our husband comes home. What we're doing, lighting an hour before Shabbos, is a brachal atol. Or let's say before all plug. We're now in a kor before Shabbos. An hour and a kor before Shkia. Let's say you light an hour and a kor before Shkia. She took upon herself since the Muhammad happened in the past year. She's lighting 75 minutes before Shkia. The color days is nothing. Kolodei, 75 minutes. No, I'm Kiregger. No, that's not the beginning. No, you got the wrong. That's not the case of Kiregger. We'll get the Kiregger. 75, no, 12 before Shkia. It says.
No.
75 minutes before. Okay, that's the amount over here. She's lit an hour and a quarter. Comes over here and past years, all Brachla told her. Is there a case of Knas over here? So Maisi can tell me that look, Maisi was done. She's not Miss Rashel. She just made a mistake over here. Maisa, oh, come on, Liyashu. Chashugaychem brings down. Maisa, there's no problem. Maisa, she does not know the locha. Toys and din. Mistake, he did a big tumul. Should be a Shabbos class. What's the locha, toys and din? You missed the topic. You want to have this case knocked. Yeah, let's say, even if I cared, the other way around. Let's say, if I cared, that Sibur is Makabal, in the Bagal colony, and the whole time Sibur is Makabal, and she did not know get the locha. She Makuru Acha the Sibur, and then she lit always after Sibur is Makabal over here. And Mamash, what she did was even a veil. Brachos Brachlatolo is a the Mamash, the nearest that she even lit, she cannot even have enough from, says the Paiskim. Also, the Shabbos from it. Is there a case of a Knas? Come on to Orcha Shabbos, and it brings down over here from Gedulei Taro. I want to know that over here there is a case of a Knas. I couldn't come to the case. I have two opposite cases over here. One before the Zman, one is after the Zman. You will mark them or ma'akar. There could be the difference is that one you can't have enough from. When you can have enough of the Neris. Yesh Lodin. Okay, tell me, what? We'll get to it. But I'm sad, we'll make the place more time at Bengal Colony. There's no one else over here. You're Nigrach on the Tzibur, and on that side, they are Nigger. Because maybe when Moshe has a tshuva, depends why you're doing it early Shabbos. It's a Dushu Shabbos, we'll get to it. On that side, that, yes, you are Nigger. Same case, let's say you light in the hotel and people light somehow in the hallway, which we'll get to the come on every single save says Brachal Atala. What are they doing light in the hallway? Fine, come on with Paiskim, come along with Orcha Shabbos, it says there's no Knas. Other one kind of why not? Why is there no Knas over here? Except Klaus Knas, Rashi, the Mitzvah, Toys and Din over here. It's not really my case of Brachal Atala. She lights with the Shemin that the Mishnah say you cannot light with. Also, bring a look at the get of Knas over here. So, all these cases, she did do that local. We did not do it correctly over here. The same thing discussed, let's say she's not loco and not make the brocho. It's in the Gedem Knas. So that Bashan and Poiskim Watayna, Nachlashiva already, well, there's no case of Knas over here. Let's say she did light, but not in the other room she had to go light. There's a Michel over there, Son of Shalom Bais over here. Also, Shalom is a case of Knas. Look at Tayna Dafkui eating the Gedem Knas over here. Let's say she lit and the candle went out before this man. But this, in all the old cases that she did light, but not enough, the right place, the right way, the right area over here. And although we're really a Shikol Das question, what law can you make kind of the mitzvah or not? Even if I tell you not make kind of mitzvah fully, maybe there's a case of knas. Maybe there's a case of knas. Mishmur does discuss, let's say. What's the law? About what? So, Chaim Mishmur said, my sinat, or Choshabi says, not sure.
This week, a lot of people didn't sit in the rooms.
It could be we have light from outside. I don't think. I think the streets seemed to be light, or there was moon out. Mice, we were both mocked. It wasn't cloudy, it was very not cloudy. You had light coming from outside. Well, I know my bedroom, the room was there, no problem, light coming in. No, what, you're not going to trip, it was not dark. No one's going to trip. The kids are a little bit scared, but no one's going to trip. Now, Kamal Mishmur discusses his case. Discusses. Let's say a person has a minute to light two, and he only lights one. So, being on the prim godim, they want to tell you, even on this case, you did the mitzvah, but not the mitzvah that you're welcome to go to every single week. There's also nichal negedav knas. Nichal negedav knas. That means you did the mitzvah, It sounds like according to Prima Gadim, whenever he did the mitzvah, it's not enough. You're not doing what's struggle. It sounds like all the cases I mentioned until now that he made, that did the mitzvah, but not the correct way, should be a case of knas. Should be a kol shekein. Manach, I did the mitzvah, but not full like I always go do. It's only before plag, achad the zman, for the case of here, I did not make a broch, maybe even, I forgot to line the other humans. Should be a case of knas. And the upbites can go like the Prima Gadim. The Sivus goes this way, the bias goes this way, the Lushim Mordechai, the Arachan passing. Mice of the Beloch being down, have it, the loyal Hosef. Mice is a Kiddush. Mice is not to come on to say this Aloch over here. And Bidik is from go like the Beloch, Chaim Noah, Shlomo Zalman, and the Malach will all go like him. Therefore, once you go like the Beloch, Luchu, it's an ice and a reason to argue the point, what's Aloch when you did the Aloch, but not in the correct way over here. Now, once we do have the knas, some people who have the knas, for whatever reason they forgot, and they were in a case of a shagig, and they were told them they had to go light. The question is, what is the gedder, or how to apply the knas practically? So come on first, let's say a person goes away for Shabbos, and his minig is only to light two. That means in his house, he has, let's say, 13 now, because he has 12 plus 1 is 13. He goes away for Shabbos, now he only lights two. What does he do? He lights three? Tell the person the boss has set up two candles. I need one more. Why? Because Hakim Mazaris for the future. Do you go do that or not? So my son Chaim was asked this question. The Uvas of Chaim says, yeah, it's no difference. You have to do one more. The way the Mishnah Yosef, when he asked the question, he says, the Shabbos, when you come back, you can light two more. That is two more. Why? This for the Shabbos, one for the Shabbos, one more, two more in your house over here. Fine. Question. But he's not going to speak out.
Every time you go away, you have to have them.
No, this then what next Shabbos ahead, like two more, the Shabbos afterwards back to one. So that Shabbos that you missed, if you didn't like the one extra, you can like that one. You mashed the knas. Void, on the Tzadi, if you got Shabbos, people haven't been thinking Yontif like two. So come along, could you also be Moisev on Yontif to Mazariz yourself? Come along the Benjamin Zilber, coming to Lachotan, also on Yontif be Moisev. Shabbos training there for Shabbos Shabbos says, who says so? What had not in the case of Yontif? Maybe we'll get to Afkmina if you get a Yontif with the Loch, we'll get to that. When a husband lights for the wife, which the wife goes away, she goes to Beit HaChlama, let's say, or to America, some people, their wives leave them. When the husband lights now, does he have the knas that the wife has to mazariz herself? Come along and Chaim, and Rosh Hashanah brings down, Meister. Yeah, because that's now that Hoga in the house, the house has a problem. He has to light these 13 candles now over here.
That's his name too.
It's on the house, yeah. It's on the house, yeah.
He didn't say
just speak out three main questions that seem to be practical over here. It's number one, it seems to be very practical when people forget on Yontif. The second case over here is all these halachas of Knas apply Bisman Zek because we have Chashmal and we like Chashmal. And number three, what's halacha when a man lights? Is there knas in the man? These are three cases that are common, that more than the standard case I said until now. First, to get to Yontif, the reason why it seems to be very common, come on every Yontif, ask this question, I forgot to light. Why Yontif you forget? Because people know they don't have to light before this man, before Yontif. Comes to Yontif, they can light. What happens, the husband comes home, he makes Kiddush, he does not become the minute of looking at the Nereus. People look at the Nereus like, oh, what do you do about Kiddush? You know, you look at the Nereus. So you look beforehand, you say, you know the bracha, you look, you see the Nereus not there, light afterwards.
You don't forget to look at the Nereus.
Okay, so I guess that's where the problem happens over here. You should look at the Neris, the idea of looking at the Neris to see if they're lit over here. And then what happens, people, numerous times, so either you get a question during the meal, do I make it bracha now? After the meal, do I make it bracha now? And the next day, what do I forget? Because you can't like during Yontif. So it comes out numerous times, people forget on Yontif. The question is, the Maisa, is there knas over here? The Sfarad say there is no knas. Why do we have a locus nereus for? Shalom bayis, eating Shabbos and covered Shabbos. What happens on Yontif where you have bayav shalom bayis? You know what you go do? You light a candle. You have bayav eating, you light. Bayav covered, you light. That means there's nothing you have to take care of before Shabbos, and if it happens on Shabbos, you can take care of the Yontif over here. If there's a sort of covered, you realize, oh my gosh, where's the covered? Go light it. I'm going to go trip another room, so I'll take a candle with me. It's not there, I'll go light it. Since Svor Shaboy, they point out, if I need it, I'll take care of it. Boy, they point out the idea of Knas, the mice is not brought down by Yontif. It's very chos in the Paiskim. It's only brought down by Shabbos. Again, you always have the cloud of the Bialocha. Havi loy lohoisif. Like the Orcha Shabbos says, it's Chiddush, not to Moisif. And therefore, again, if you want, we have covered with our neighbors, Bismana Zeh. We have the covered. We have the covered. We have other things that give us covered over here. If you want, you can plug it in with the plug and have it going at the same time. Yeah, you have COVID, not this COVID. And therefore, again, come on the place you want to know. You can go lay right now. Therefore, come on the Koycha Yitzchok, Divayatev, Obliashiv, Avosner, Rabelski, Shevkosi, Bioimin, they want to know. There's no Knas to get Yontif. Or Choshab is no Knas to get Yontif. Asala Sheni, they ask him a question of Chaim, and he says, we have a Mishnah in Bayo. Ain't mean Shabbos to Yontif, Ela Oichel Navit Bilvad. It's a Mishnah. Before us, there's no difference over here.
When did the class come
around? We're not machalik. Wherever it came from. But mice is no chilik. Unless we say there's a chilik, there is no chilik. That's the klal. Then with the Debitzino, the Shagamaya, Nashi Klein, and the Kuntz Aloch, the Shmuel over here, it was the family one time I carried. The Aloch is that on Yontif you have also the case of Knas. So we have one Shikal Das question, how to look upon Yontif?
Let's.
That'll be the same. Yeah, that'll be built one part of it before. However, I think Miyuchab is Manazah, Matzav, a second question over here. Bizmanazah, we have Cheshmal. The question is, Beklolius, why in the world are we lighting candles with a bracha when we have Cheshmal? Abesham, in 2 weeks, we'll learn some in Reisam and Dalad. Big Mavucha, why in the world are we even making a bracha on our neighbors over here? They point out Lechura, negate us, it's not really COVID, it's not really Oinig, and Lechura, there's no Shalom Bayis. Lechura, the three Svaras, Lechura, do not apply. So the question is, negate the fact that we have Chashmal, what I said, it's not a Chasaran, no Bayah of COVID, no Bayah, maybe there is COVID, I don't know, but there's no Bayah of COVID over here, no Chasaran of Oinig. Fine. Again, and we'll have to get to answer this question. What happened? Is it really even COVID? We have Neris on the side of the table. Even Mike is there at the meal.
Yeah, this is the COVID.
Oh, fine, we'll get to that. So and this time is, we have the COVID. This is the COVID over here. So the question is, today that we have Chashmal, maybe the whole sugya of Knas and Lamaisa does not apply. Maybe the whole sugya is out the window. So the Arshav was, Maisa, why Timach we have Chashmal? Come on the Kinin Torah Balocha. He wants a Taino. Maisa, the Prima Gonim says, when a person is supposed to light two and he only lights one, you have a case of Knas. So a person is supposed to light Chashmal and he's supposed to light Neiris, of course you have a Knas according to the Prima Gonim. Of course. So you want to tie up Vada by Chashmal, you have a case of Knas. He wants to go like the Prima Gonim. One reason. Second, since he doesn't want to tie up, Maisa, why are we lighting these Neiris for? It's Kavod Shabbos. So you do have the Sugar of Kavod. Number three said of Osner, Maisa, we're making a Brocha. Some will have to answer why make it bracha. So you see, there is a chiv over here. A shek nishanim, it says a vitzivanu. The chiv over here. So is a case of knas over here. And therefore, these reasons come newest from the Wataina. There is a get of knas even by Chashmal. Again, the Mishnah Yosef, Shev Kosi, Peske Chubas, they want to say case of knas. Atzal Hasheni, doesn't want Taino. The Bayot don't imply. There's no chson of Shalom Bayis. There's no chson of Kavva Inig over here. And they want Taino, so the Oletzian, and says Shmuel, Kavit Halochas, or Yitzchok. There's no case of Knas over here. V'oid l'churo, we'll get to why I make a bracha again. We're some Magdal with Bezer Hashem. V'oid l'churo, third side, even the side of the Machmirim, come l'chud Hashani Yimchaim K'niyasi, the one Taino, if a person lit after plague the Chashmal in the house after the covered Shabbos, a Gami did not make the bracha over here. So the Maisa, you did the mitzvah of a poil, a Gami have no kavana per se at the mitzvah of a locus Nerish Shabbos of the Nerish Shabbos. But what do you light it for? For the Nerish Shabbos, to give you the light at the meal over here. And then with the little one Taina, if she lit, put on the Chashmal, after plug, Echnami, maybe you are Mekar in the Mitzvah, there won't be a case of Knas. So among the Swarm seem to be this idea in the Ger, the Chashmal, not clear, there is a Knas B'Zman HaZeh, U'B'Miyuchod, when a person put on the Nerish after plug, that it gives you the covered Shabbos over here. They point out that if someone to get to Yontif, Cholopov, you can make it serious. The get Yontif is the Knas not Yesh Lodin. By Chashmal and Yontif, come on, we have every single time. Chub it's Siv, one with other, could say there is no case of Knas over here. One last point to get to the Sugya of Knas is the get when a man His wife goes to the hospital, by the Chlama, America, Simchas, she's not around, goes, and he comes to go light. The question is, he forgets sometime because he's not used to go lighting, and the Maisie goes to shul. He comes back and like, oh my, there's no candles lit over here. What do I go do? So, nothing to go do on Shabbos. What do you go do next week? And now the second question is, when his wife comes back, does she have the knas that his house never had upon it, that she has always have to go light more?
She's not lighting anymore where she is.
So even if she is, but this house is the chiv. The chiv is on the bayis over here. You're missing. She's, whatever reason, there she was told with somebody else, they live in the hospital over there. Or she made a chlamas, or let's say she went to the parents' house, she yotzei with the parents. But she, he was not, what? In a different country, different hours, la plesh, one time, I don't know. And I think even though, it has to be only in his house, yotzei, not the other way around. That means if he goes away, if I remember correctly, when he goes away, he's yotzei with her. When she goes away, he's not yotzei with her because it has to be in the bayis. Right? The sugar bochum is the other way around. Maisi wrote to him, Nevin Salon, Hashem Kol, he has a tshuva about what taino. Why is that no knas in him? The mezar is, do you know the mitzvah shaboy? Maisi, most of them seem to not go this way. The one taino first, why is the mitzvah put upon her? Because he's motzi bayis. He happened to be in this matzah over here. That he has to go to the mitzvah. The station boy he's not wants to take you the tzarche bias. Well, the idea why is it put upon her? Because kufsa arv, garim miso, he wasn't. He might have done the vero, but she wasn't on his garim it. See, the garim is worse sometimes than the vero itself over here. My sister, see the station boy why it's her mitzvah, her is chayvis. Come on, let's see. Chitzchok, Debetzino, Yashiv, Shema Vosner, Chayim, Shmuel, the one time there is no knas to negate the man, we see no makor, there's a knas upon a man over here. It's miyuchlet for the isha, there's a knas. Kolshkein, even if he forgot, it's only to put upon her when she comes back. There is no case of knas, she has to go light over here. Mikim of the Shom said there is no knas to negate to him.
Why are we so lucky in this situation that a knas, we have lots of other
knas? So, if you understand the knas is only put upon her, so it could be that we see over here. Then the Mishnah says, Shloisha, various are put upon the Isha, and Mesa Bashas Leidoson, a Foshas Chalo, the idea of Nido, and the idea of Neris. So this is a very important mitzvah put upon her, and to Mazariz her, to Medakti upon the mitzvah, we want to really make sure that she does it correctly. Especially a Rakhul Mnare, you have Tamil Chachamim, Vada for that. By Nido also, we also have Knossos.
I'm a bachelor, it doesn't seem to.
That's coming out. Bachelor would not have a knas, correct? Most of them say, Malcolm Neventhal, most of them say there is no knas by a bachelor. Sipes. The locha over here comes out, let's say a person does not want to go eat. The locha is, you have to be shul upon the psochim. Have to go knock the doors and try to go get something to go eat. Go get a ner over here. Speaks out of Chaim, no, the place coming down. The only reason why you have to get a ner, the more is very clear, I'll sugi of shalom bias. Then when there's Shabbos, when there's Chanukah, there's Shabbos to Odif. Let's say in the case it won't be a Bayav Shalom Bayis, either Bizman Azer, Chashmal, or a person that eats at Chaim Lo earlier, before Shkia, he Kal Shabbos, he eats the meal, and there's no Bayav having Neris by the meal over here. Or he does not eat at home, he eats somewhere else. Come on, Chaim Lo, this is not a situation, you have to be Sholop Sokim. Because the Holy Soul of Sholop Sokim is when he's eating in the dark by itself over here. A second point in Sipa is, is it comes out over here, the loche, they discuss, do you have to be moichah ksos for Neir Shabbos? No, bayish, so, it's interesting, Shalom Bayis, but it seems to me that they put the two things together. He says, it's the game, it's the words of Mishmur, the ikki is mizmanach, mokma chilo. Now, do you have to be moichah ksos, do you have to sell your begotim to go by Neir Shabbos? Everyone knows, the gate to Chanukah, you have to sell the godim for ner a chanukah psumeniso. On its side, you only have to sell the chanukah and not for Shabbos. That's certain place come on taino. So what's a locha ner chanukah ner Shabbos? The Gemara says ner Shabbos is odif. That's the sugya shalom bayis. So let's analyze it. Says the achronim. Person that has to sell his begodim for chanukah, but what happens? Shabbos wins out. Shabbos is in the house, he goes by back his begotten. But now it is Chanukah. So he sells it for Chanukah. And then he takes a ner for Chanukah and puts it for Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, he buys back the begotten because begotten went out for Shabbos. But now that he has him and got him back, he sells him for Chanukah. So the question basically is, the Gilgal HaChozer, what to go do when it's Shabbos, Chanukah, and he has only no ner? Great question. Gilgal HaChozer. They asked the question of Shlomo Zalman, Nelech HaShlomo, or Menachem Bartzovitz, who asked this question, Yishum Chelik Ches, Bel Yivarch. And they want Taina, that what wins out, Lamaisa, the idea that you sell it for I think he said Shabbos, sell it for Chanukah, Chanukah wins out, if I remember correctly. You stop by the Sugya of Chanukah. Lamaisa, they point out that you read the Bialoch over here, we're down the Pima Godim, the whole question doesn't start. The Chavetz Chaim over here points out that we paskim that we have a Kavu Chomer, Madach on Chanukah. You sell the Begodim, and what wins out, Shabbos beats Chanukah, they sell Begodim, even for Shabbos. Then this whole Gilgal HaChozer is built upon the Matzori, others who say you do not sell it for Shabbos. The Bialoch being down the Pima Godim do sell for Shabbos, it's a nice Chagol Torah. And if I remember correctly, Bali Barak said over when he asked the question of the Yashiv, what to go do when you have one there, what wins out, Chanukah, or the case of Shabbos, he said, what's the big deal? Put one on the table before Chanukah over Shabbos. You know, we have to pick what it's for. So yeah, but then that means what bracha to make. I suppose he, Yashiv back, what do you mean? He's Orem anyway, he has no clothing. So he can't make a bracha. But I think it was more of a bit Shavoy. But Echshia, Lamaisa, the Locha, we come down over here, you sell, you've begun for Shabbos, the questions come out, and then Vavanda Shabbos wins out because of Chanukah. Siv Gimel is that we have a locha that the Isha light. I mean, even though it's a base, very clear, the Chiv is sign the Isha, sign the Ish. Coming, the Mechaber brings down, up here the Rishonim, the locha is that the Isha has the mitzvah put upon her, based upon the Mishnah. What's the reason? Even the Mechaber brings down for the Rambam, she's a mitzvah b'bayisah, she's oisik b'tzorech b'bayis. And now, the way the Graz explains does not mean that the Baal is on the Chiv, Avada the Baal is the Chiv, the Ikke Chiv is put upon the Baal, but the Isha is a Shliach for the Baal over here. Or a second reason, the way the Mishmur brings down the Torah, she coughs the Nerash Ha'olam, she's going to Misa to Odom Rishon, and therefore the Mitzvah is put upon her. And again, we have the Mishnah is very clear, Gimel Averis, Nosha Mesois, Mishat Leidosam, in fact, she's either Nazar and Nida, Chala, but Lokasaner. I come along the Mishabruah brings down Peter Magarbam, or Peter Ksavim, Mishabruah brings down. The loch is that the Chivat loch is put upon the man, but the idea to Misakin the Ner, the loch is toy for the man to go Misakin the Ner. And Kimagin wants to say it's been doing that way in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Chalo and the loch is a Ner. Instead of Kimagin, why does that say Hafrosh is Chalo? Like I said, the loch is a Ner. So he wants to tell you, come tell you, Medaik, like it says in Tikkun Ezer. The man should mistake in the narrow. Her mitzvah is there, the lock is in there. That's her mitzvah. But his idea, his concept, is what? It's to go mistake in the narrow. Now again, the words are toiv. I say you have to, but the value, you wonder what the Magavon brings down, Mishmur brings down, what the Zoya says. That's the correct and hobble for a man to go mistake in the narrow be her. Now, it has happened in my house numerous times over the years. My wife has gone away, went to give birth, to go to America, with Simcha. And it always came out a little bit of vucha between me and my daughter, who has a schus to go to our locus neris. She wants a taina, she takes you to the house, tzorcha bayis, she makes some meals over here, she's motzi in the bayis over here, she costs the neris oilam over here, she has votes for us, side the mechaber, side the mishibrua, whatever reason, she has all the reasons, she should go to the mitzvah. Maisa, I taina, it's very nice, I appreciate everything you do over here, but maisa, I'm the ikker, you're toffle to me. Maisa's mind mitzvah over here. I should go do it over here. So, over the years, so me and my daughter went to Rav. What to go do? So, Maisa, Rav says, Maisa, I get the mitzvah, not my daughter. Maisa, usually when my wife goes away for two shabbosim, which seems to be the minig, like in 2 weeks from now, she goes away for two shabbosim over here. So, usually what happens, I take one Shabbos, he takes the second Shabbos. Maisa is a big shiloh, what to go do? Who wins out? Maisa, there is question of Liashiv, and of Shai Dublitsky, and of Chodeshani. All three says, the girl, she takes care of the house. I don't mean the girl who's above Bas Mitzvah. She takes care of the house. The mitzvah put upon her. She's Isik in the bayis, Tzarech HaBayis. The mitzvah put upon the girl. And she wins out. Not like this Rav. After sharing this Rav, he was following a Moshe. He was asked this question. He says, Maisa, I'm the Iker, wife to my Shliach. Anything else is told to it. And therefore, a Moshe, the Abitzina, and the Shagal Mayer, and the Mechaim, and the Shmuel, and the Shmir Shabbos, and of Kopshis, and of Shevikosin, and of Israel, because based on Pitzkachuvus, and most are going to come and say, Maisa, the husband beats out her daughter. Now, Vada, if you start thinking about it, I was analyzing it. part of the idea of having the Neris is Shalom Bayis. So you could get involved, Shalom Bayis again, does not mean husband and wife. I mean your father and daughter also. It's part and parcel. And that's why I try to make shows with her. So you shouldn't feel like she's not getting the mitzvah here. Also take that into account. If I can't, maybe not the vatsa sometimes, chinuch shavoy. But you have to always take into account the feelings of your children. Build upon this. Let's say the parents go away, and there's a son and daughter. My kids argue that about that also. So the vatsa comes every single segment says, the daughter wins out the son. God, my son told me I'm the vachover here. Nice, let me get the mitzvah. Maisa, let's be honest, she's taking care of the house. My son's not taking care of the house at all. Maisa, my daughter, I'm taking care, and I let her help me. But then it's my chayvus. Maisa, neged to my son, he's very clear. No. She wants to light candles. He's not even setting up the candles. Fine. Maisa, over here, the coming the swarm, shamazalman, the yashim, chayim, all of you, and Maisa. Then the daughter makes a brach over here, and not the son.
The married
children
come for Shabbos, the parents go away, they're lighting
some them to go home. Oh, we'll get to that, Bez Hashem, next Chabur, when we get involved with who lights for what, when other people come to the Shabbos, or we'll get to that, Bez Hashem, who's Ik, who's a Tofel. That's really Sifov through Siftes, really that question. How do we look at the Shabbos, or who's Tofel to who? The Mishmur, it does bring down from the Magar Avram, that seemed to be the first Shabbos when the Isha gives birth, she would not light, and the husband would light with a bracha. And the Svarim speak out, Pashas, the reason is, practically, she cannot get out of bed to go light the Neris. Today's day and age, coming to the place to bring down, whether it's a Moshe or a Bliashu or a Scheinberg, the Moshe she can light, we let her light, she can get out of bed, or they'll bring the Neris to her. Next to her, the Moshe can do the bracha. Gamla Orcha Shulchan says she cannot make a bracha because she's not lucky. Not clear what that means, because the Paiskim says she needs her, she can make the bracha, should not be a problem over here. The Lochan Sif Dalid is a member that said Davchov Gimel Beis. It says Vavad Shle Yaktum Shle Acher. A person cannot light too early, cannot light too late. So lighting too late is very simple. That means we have as Vanazeh, everyone has to light before Shkia, and a little bit between the Sugar Tais of Shabbos, a minute to beforehand. To light afterwards, you have a Bayah, Mamash, the Isser, Deraisa, of lighting after the Zman. What's negated to us is the Zman of lighting too early. Now first, what is Zman too early? It's very clear from Plag and onward, before Plag is too early. Now what is Zman of Plag? Mishmur over here, and anyway, Stamach. Aleph brings down the Machlokes. Is Plag the Sugya of Shkia? That means an hour and a quarter before Shkia? Or is it the case before Tais? So it comes out to Machlokes. You bring down over here Machlokes, the Levush, Machavram, the Goyin over here. And if they point out, Mishmur, other places seem to pass in the get over here, it's an hour and a quarter before Tseis, which is really 3 minutes before Ashkia. If you go to this Tseis of the Mechaber, which comes out, anyone's lighting before 3 minutes before Ashkia, it's bad 7 minutes, it's lighting too early, it's Brach Vatolo. So what is that Eitzel? We are looking at this cash over here. They point out that Chura, where Samech on with the Mechavram in the back were down, and Betzim the Ramah were down, and Reis Samech Aleph, the Vada Yisham in Lismach 2 hours before Shabbos. That means 2 hours before Shabbos means 2 hours before Tzeis, which comes out 45 minutes before Shkia, which shows Manias comes out to be sometimes 40 minutes before Shkia. That's why it comes out L'chor Yishlaim, they light 40 minutes beforehand, because once before that, you have a Bayah lighting too early. Which was Moisa V'oid Mitzav the Shito that says over here that you have 72 minutes, you have an hour and a quarter before the Sugya Shkia. It says, why Klai Yisol is lighting before 3 minutes before Shkia? Why? Because Vada Yisham and Lismach, the Bach, the Magarom, the idea over here, the Maril, the Loch is 2 hours before Shabbos. Now, if you read the Mechaber slowly, there seem to be two ideas over here. The idea of lighting Bezmanoi early, and the idea of lighting Shloi Bezmanoi even before that, but after Plag. That means again, you have to light after Plag. I'm not getting all this money now. So we'll put this man to the side. If you don't mind. Thank you.
I don't see how you get to those numbers.
Sorry?
I don't see how your numbers work out.
Okay, that's a cash for me. So I guess we could discuss this privately, not to bavish myself. Now, we come down over here, there are two lochas in the Mechaber. One lying bizmanai before this man, and one shloi bizmanai before this man. Beardover. There's first, we'll see the locha. There's a sefiur. The Bahag says when a person lights with a brocha, lo k'neris Bahag sheet is when you make the brocha, you make kabbal Shabbos. Therefore, there'd be a big mavucho for the person. Even the Bahag sheet can make kabbal Shabbos b'tnai. The cold boy wants to say you cannot make kabbal Shabbos b'tnai. We wouldn't come along the paskin, but mokmat sayuch, the person can make it tonight. I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos, and do a look there without Kabbalah Shabbos. That means it comes out this Kabbalah Shabbos with a loko, this Kabbalah Shabbos without a loko. There's something called Zman Shloi Bezman. Come along the Mechabah being down, the person that lights Bezman, there's no din that you have to do a Kabbalah. When is that? Well, come along. But Mokamat Sarich, each goes to the mikvah, your life is man. Let's say in New York it's 18 minutes, your shalom is 40 minutes, your life is man. Are you afraid you might have to do melacha afterwards? And Mikabal Shabbos bitznai, no Kabbalah Beseder. Before this man, you want Mikabal Shabbos now. Before, let's say again, New York is 20 minutes, you want light 40 minutes beforehand. Before this man, come to Mechabah and says you have to Mikabal Shabbos. If you're not Mekabel Shabbos, you cannot do without loko. That means you're lighting after plug, 100% after plug. But the loko shloi yaktim is, do not do without loko if you're not Mekabel Shabbos, if it's not the Zman. You cannot do that. What's the reason? It says Rashi brought down by the Mechaber. Because what are you doing? You're lighting after plug, you're lighting at 72, but it's not nicker. No one sees you lighting candles to cover Shabbos. Since not nicker, you cannot. The only way you see it, you mekabel Shabbos. Mekabel Shabbos without loko beseder. Not mekabel Shabbos with this not loko, you cannot light at that time after plug. Now I know those want taino, because they want to say that maybe bezman hazeh, you can light for plug and onwards candles. Again, there's no kabbalah. Why? Because it's nicker. Who lights candles during the week? No one lights candles during the week. Today we should not have the problem with this mechaber bezman hazeh. No, before plug is not this man.
It's Nick.
Well, no, the before plug is not this man. It's like lying on Tuesday. After plug is a time you can be kabbal Shabbos, but it needs a b'tznai that there's a kabbal over here. The reason why it's no kabbal says Rashi mechaber is not nicker. What do you mean? Who lights candles during the week? So there's a kinyan Torah by locha. Is a pitzke chumas one time? Maybe this locha doesn't apply. My says not the same as the poiskim. The Rosh Hashabbos says yeah. The Rosh Hashabbos says not this way. The locha says not this way. And he says Shabbat Lechur is because it has to be nikkur not locha. The fact that I know the chashmal outside factors, we see nothing here. Chur, the fact that in the locha I do not see him doing for Shabbos, there's a chesaron over here if I do not makabel Shabbos. So let's put it to the side. Let's say that locha applies im zman hazeh like most forms say.
That's a little problem.
You have to light after plug. Now, before you get to case, let's try to make it practical over here. The place can say that a person, he wants to Mekabel Shabbos without loko, that's no problem. He doesn't want Mekabel Shabbos. Example, he lives in Nedjim Uchavet, and you have to go to the Kaisel because you got to go. Now, we'll get to next Chabura. Not that simple, Nichol Get of Tzarech. Make for the case of Tzarech, that's what Mishabura says. Go in the Kaisel, we'll get to Mavucha, Nichol Get of Tzarech. Now, for the Ish to walk from the Nedjim Uchavet to Kaisel is very hard. Long walk. How should go do that? She wants to do a look from plug. Then Mekabel goes to the taxi, get there, have no problem. So if she lights Bizman, 40 minutes, won't be an issue. But my say, get a taxi 40 minutes before, not that simple. She wants to light early before that time. She wants to be serving on plug 72 minutes before the case of Shkia. The question is, what they go do? They light to make it tonight. The look is, can't do that. It's not chal. It might we get it, it's chal or not. The Maisha can't do that. Not allowed to. Now the question is, how much afterwards, I mean, we do have Loki after Mekabel Shabbos. This is B'chaim No. They're being down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Kunjus Achron, and he wants a Taino, as long as you light within a short amount of time, Zman Mu'at, you do a Kabbalah, the Snichel, get it, the Hadlok is Chal upon something. That means we have a Loka, Hadlok has been Chal upon something. What's a small amount of time? Says the Graz, the get it to roast a small fish, built upon the Sugya, the end of Memelikim. That roasting a small fish, this man within that you do have loko, and Mekabel Shabbos in that time it's Beseder. How much is that? Says from some Chaim, no, 8 to 10 minutes. Do a loko, Mekabel Shabbos within 8 to 10 minutes, that's Beseder. Mice come along, Muchaved, you do a loco after plug, not Makabo Shabbos, get a coach 20 minutes later, the loco is chalapan nothing. So the question is, even B'diyevet, maybe he had a knas now. B'diyevet, even carrying the mitzvah. That means, I'm telling the chabur now, the past couple of weeks, he went to Kaisel, he did this, he went for plug. Maybe there's a knas, the rest of your life, you have to light an extra candle. So on this kamlung, the bialocho, and the mishmuah, brings the machlokes, what's the loch of b'diyevet? It brings down the siva, says, what is it? It's a bruch levatolo. Go light a second time with the bruch, it's meaningless over here. The grass says, you did nothing. Chaim not brings it down that way. He wants to maybe a second time not to make a bracha. Atzal Hasheni, Mishmur brings over here, down the Kiveger. Say, Echlami, no, my said it is at local Kovat Shabbos. You're missing a prat that we call upon something. And then the evidence, Chal the Lokas Neris. There is no class. You were making the mitzvah. So come along again, you have to realize how far take this side over here. This idea of lighting Shloi Bezmanai after plug. If there's no Kabbalah, a shalom if you did a bracha levatol or not. Mishmur said, but the evil of Maisi Yaitzah. The Mish says in words, Mishmur says, it's in the Chaber. It says, after plug. It says that. It says it. Mishmur says, after plug. It says, black and white. So, contest well, black and white. Now, the question is, if so, a person wants to go to Kaisa, what to go do? It's an interesting Tshuva and Sisli Ezer. Again, we'll get to the next time if Kaisel is not going to get a Tzarech. He said very simple. An Isha to go light, she should light with a Tznai, but it has to be Chal upon somebody. Says the Graz, who can be Chal upon? Don't mean it has to be Chal upon her. Be Chal upon even the husband. He does a Kabbal over here. So he should make Kabbal. She should take the taxi with the stroller and the kids. And Isha walks up and says, Mokhavet, the Kaisel. What's the big deal? Very simple. Don't be Chal upon. That look has to be chal of the Kabbalah. The look is on the Kabbalah. So the grass, him or her. This is Shiloh. Let's say him and her want to take the taxi, but the kids are left behind. Can Kabbalah be chal upon the kids? So the Maisha, the Archa Shabbos in the Chelik Gimel, wants to medayik, that it wants to tell only the parents and not the kids. In the Chelik Del, the new prince, you want to tell no, maybe even on the kids also. And she went one way, then another way. Not clear. L'maisa, a piece of Shabbat, even echem the base like that a bob bar mitzvah should not be a problem. Shagamaya, Shmir Shabbos, Piskei Shuvos. They come along and says even echem the base like the Kabbalah is chal for somebody. That look is chal with the Kabbalah. Who are the kids have a Kabbalah with the Neris over here? So long as you have a Kabbalah with something over here, L'maisa is beside her. Now we're saying there are two halakim here. There's Zmanai and before this man, but both after plague. What's the get of Zmanai? The thing in New York is very simple. Zmanai is 18 minutes. The Rosh Hashanah declares how much is nichal the get of his manai. What's it within 10 minutes? Within 18 minutes or 28 minutes, it's all nichal the get of his manai. Within 10 minutes, within the get of his manai. In the get to Yerushalayim, what's the get of his man? Come on, the Shalom say, everyone lights up 40 minutes. They have the get of his manai, they do not need a Kabbalah. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, says the Shalom Zalman, says the Biyashim, says the Vloy, says the Kavitz Halacha, says the Shtumbach. The get is what? It's 40 minutes. Because that, what he says is nicker. Everyone lights up 40 minutes. That the Gedda Shuvah is getting what people do. If no light at that time, they start clearing that in Mukhevet, no one does Minig Yerushalayim for 40 minutes. So what Shuvah, what Chil get part of? Good child over here. Yishlotin. Let's say an oath is that way. But Maisa, I think even in Mukhevet, our people light at 40, and therefore should not be a problem. Once you light at 40, you do not need a Kabbalah. Mokma Tzarech will make a case of tonight over here. Just like Agav, again, we'll have to get to the next Chaburah. I keep saying getting in a taxi in a car. Yesh told him what the issue is exactly. Well, I've seen that maybe there is no issue, but Chalal like you is like getting inside a taxi, even after the Kabbalah job.
How should
be in
saying,
by
you not to
read
this tonight? Which time?
Because not only. Yeah. Or husband of the Kabbalah, or the kids of the Kabbalah. Because not only. He's causing Chalal to make it tonight. Yeah. The Orcha Shabbos gets involved, maybe B'dievet, Shas HaKodol, maybe can even do Lachat Chilo. Ulai, he clears that. Doesn't sound the way to be a local. Sifhei is a gate to Sugya of Bracha.
Is she allowed to come
before
the Shkia?
Is she allowed to? Well, people do.
People do.
Especially, you want a Paskin Shkia, maybe?
You should be.
I know what the Mishmur does. In America, people do. Clor in America, people do. Not Hasidim. America, I mean, the yeshiva do. They do. They do. Fine. Ma'aseh Tzifei is the gate to Sugya Bracha. The first, is it a din to make a bracha not? Elam so Taisvis, Ashal among the Rishainim, Vik among the Rishainim, Yipaskin Avadi make a bracha, Ashek, Yishonim, and Tzayzim, and Tzivanu, Tzayzim, and Tzivanu. Even on brachas, you make a, even under our bullets, you make a bracha, Vitzivanu, as you brought down in the Gemara. Now, Negeto, Mitzvahs Bekolius, when do you make the bracha? Before Mitzvah, after the Mitzvah. So everyone knows, Negeto, Sugo, Evil, Asiyasa, we make a bracha before the Mitzvah. That means you won't put on your talus, you pick up the talus, you make the bracha, and you put it over you. They get the tefillin, you put it on the place, before you tighten it, you make a bracha, before you put on tefillin. Everyone knows that Lachas Neiris, by Chanukah, make the bracha beforehand. Everyone knows you make a bracha beforehand. The question now is, if you could over here in the gate of Shabbos, should you make the bracha before the loko or after the loko? Come on, the Rambam. They said, like all mitzvahs, you make the bracha before the loko. Pashas, that's a simple understanding. However, come along the Marival, or get the loko in Sif Yod. The Bahak sheet is, once you make the bracha, you mekabel Shabbos. You make the bracha, mekabel Shabbos, how do you light the Neiris afterwards? How do you light the Neiris afterwards? And then we'll build upon this, come along the Marival, and says, you should light the Neiris first, and then make the bracha afterwards. That's the two sides over here. Meisim, the Amor brings down, Yesh Bisho'imer, Yesh Bisho'imer, and the end of Vechina Minig, the Minig B'nei Ashenaz V'chol HaPochus, is to go light, and then make the bracha afterwards. See this, the grass, Chayodram, the kids, so they're all being now minig ne Ashkenaz, our notion, they light Erev Shabbos, then they make the bracha afterwards. Now it says what to go do, is put your hand in front of the Neiris, not to go see it. Ke'en idea of Oivel HaSiyasam, and Numa Shalom said you put it in front of your eyes, not like the words of the Ramah said, put it in front of the Neiris, cover your eyes over here, and then they make the bracha. Now to go like this, why do it three times over here? The Sefer Divrei Chachamim, you bring down the shame, the place came over here, minig Yisrael Torah, and not to stop Nashim going to go do it over here. Being down from Yakovnetsky, what they're doing like this, they call it Shabbos over here. Fine, so whatever they do, we let them go do, we leave them as is over here. Now, the Gate of Me Ashkenaz, the Loch is again, they do a Loch first, and then they make the Bracha afterwards. The Gate of Me Svad seem to be a Mavuchu, what to go do. The Numit Achoinim Achoish for the Bahag, Gemachah being down in Sifyut over here, and then they say, what you go do, do the that lock first, then the bracha, the Ches Alofim, Vadishchai, the Kavachaim, Shem Shemogim, the Chidor, the being down that way. Maisei Yabi Omer has, as far as I see, at least 10 tshuvas about it, and he quotes over 30 different Rishonim, and more, Poishkim and Achoinim, says Ches Shalom, about not to go this way, and that anyone even has such a minig, Yishle Lashanois, and Lalahakza, Atoro the Yishono, they come along and say the Vada, the Lokh should be, like, it seems to be the Mechab over here, seem to say, that first, do like the Rambam, of the loch is make a bracha, then do the case of a local. Meister Olitzin says, whatever you minig is, keep on doing. Don't change it over here. So, yesh v'yesh, negate the bnei svad, negate the bnei ashkenaz, avad do the hadlocha first, the bracha afterwards. And like we mentioned beforehand, for Rashi over here, just to show that he's came a little bit late, to tell the oil over here, because we spoke about this question beforehand. So, I'm not doing a barabim, you're saying a barabim already. That we went to a Berkowitz, negate to my son, man Ashkenazi over here, man Yisraeli over here, my son. And a Berkowitz negate to what to go do first. He said, what to go do is to negate that he followed halacha, you follow the husband, and then she's light first, then make the bracha afterwards. Negate to Minna Neiris, he said, no, she followed the Isha and not the husband. Now, what we have these said over here, the Hag, they're coming to build upon. That the Ramah is saying over them, Rival, the person should make the Loka first and then the Bracha afterwards. And that's what the Bnei Ashkenaz does. Come along, the Magar Brahma brings down the wife of the Sma. That means you open up a Chesh Mishpat, something called the Sma, the Drisha, and the Prisha. I know certain Sma seem to make a mistake, they're all the same person. The Drisha, the Prisha, and the Sma is one person. Now, in the Akdoma to the Drisha, the son of the Drisha wrote an Akdoma. The son is writing about his mother. Now, I mean, it says the mother of the one who wrote the Akdama is the wife of the Sma. Now, I mean, someone come along and say it's the mother of Drisha, not the mother of Drisha, not the mother of Prisha, not the mother of Sma. It's the mother of the one who wrote the Akdama of the Drisha, which is the wife of the Drisha, Prisha, and Sma. So we're talking about the wife over here. The wife of the Sma came along
and said, let's analyze it in the gate of Sugya of Yontif. She had two Chidushim over there. When he came along in the gate of Sugya of Yontif, went to Mechadish, then what is the reason why the meaning of the Ashkenaz is to go light first, make a bracha afterwards? Because once you make the bracha, it's also new malacha, the back sheet in Sefer Yod. On Yontif, can the person light afterwards? You allow light candles on Yontif, no problem. If so, in the gate of Yontif, what you go do? Go back to the klal, even the siyosim, and go back to the locha, you make the bracha first, and the locha afterwards. Atzad Hashem, he comes along the Mokav, he brings down this Indian. He says, Ein chokma b'isho. Ein chokma b'isho. Maisel, come along the Shekel, explains, Avada, she has chokma. But other noshim do not know the lumdis, and other noshim will make a mistake, and other noshim will come along, just like in Yontif, they made the brocha, and then the loko, on Shabbos, they'll make the brocha, they'll make that loko. But the noshim have chokma, but not everyone knows the lumdis behind it. Some men don't even know the lumdis behind it. Even if it's not that reason, leave it as is. Maisa, what they go do is a big mavucha. Tzada sheni, tzada rishon, maisa, it's an eisen atayna. On Yontif, what they go do, she make that loko, and then in the case of the broch, do the brocha, and then the loko here, because there's no reason why I cannot make the brocha over here first. Then the Shabbos goes away, the Dagamavova, the Chidor, Ricky Vager, the Chsap Seifer, the Shai Tshuva, the Buchacha, the Mishmur, and he brings it down and says, Havarachim that way, to Paschim that way, the Chashulchim, the Benishchai, they go this way. Asad Hashani, the Mokarvam says, Ein Chokhmul Noshim, Avoid is Moisev, Avatoysvis, and Psalchim. Tell you when they discuss in the gate of the Sugya of going to the mikvah, when to make a bracha. Maisa, the Olam knows, the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Cholopachas, they come along and they go to the mikvah, the Taival, the Isha, and then they make the bracha afterwards. Now, Lechura, it's not Oivel HaSiyasam. Seth Tashis, why? Because the gate of the Sugya of a Ger, for him to make the bracha, before he's Taival himself to become a Ger, you can't say a Sheikh, certain Tadim and Sivanu, he can't make the bracha, he's not a Yid yet. Therefore, by Ger, what do we go do? We're Taival, then they make the bracha afterwards. Therefore, all tefillahs, light plug, we always make the bracha afterwards. Therefore, what does the Bnei Ashkenaz do? The Mor brings down, Hilchos Nida, the Taival, make the bracha on the Taival a second time. Why can't Ke'in Oivel HaSiyosim? She's ready to Torah already. Ready to Torah. So that's loy plug, we see in the Geta Bracha from the Ger to all cases. We're going to make the Bracha afterwards. Here also, that's loy plug. By Shabbos, when you make the Bracha afterwards, in the Geta Shigil over here also, Yontif, you should make the Bracha also afterwards. That's the Eisen HaTayno. And then for this reason, come on the Sivis, he passes this way, the grass goes this way, the Kishchonar goes this way, Shechon Shloya passes this way, and Yontif, not to help in the case of Shabbos and Yontif. Then to back, they want Taino, back to the Mogad Avram. Why is Tila different? It's the same Nuscha Brocha. Masha Enkin on Yontif, it's a different Brocha. Lalek Nereshol Yontif. Now, and here's the Lalek Nereshol Shabbos. It's a different Nuscha the Brocha over here. Brocha Cheres. Maisa, what they go do, among the Swam, as far as I see, Rav say for Yontif to go switch. Maisa, practically, I do see when you tell your wife to go switch, the Taino of the En Chochma Le'isha happens that way. Women somehow mix up Shabbos to Yontif, and what do you go do over here? And then they do make the bracha, and they do light. Because they remember Yontif, last year my husband said, go do this over there. But especially when Yontif comes down on Shabbos together, my husband said, but Yontif they switch, come on an Er Shabbos, what do they do? They light, make a bracha, and they light. And then about that, the whole idea of the wife that smiles only when it comes down on Yontif by itself, not Yontif to Shabbos over here. It's a no, that's not. That's on Yom Tov Shabbos. People make a mistake. Myself, recently, to our live, we made videos. Mama just passed Yom Tov for Hilchos Yom Tov. Went to Berkutz, what to go teach to the Tzibur. So make it even. Teach over this and the minute, this and the minute. Both mice are right. Agam, you take even a step further over here. The Matar find one time of the whole machlik is Dafka when the Isha is lighting on Erev Yom Tov. But lighting in Yontif come on the Matar Ephraim, we're talking about the Oscar, one time that everyone agrees, a lot of you make the bracha light. Even that, I won't say that so. Because the mice, at least the problems, I've seen the Bechosh, let the women do whatever they do every Shabbos, keep quiet over here, but the Yishim Elis Moich, again, Eichach Mal Isha, Kach Isi, Kach Shemati, Kach Inu, mice, fine, that's what it is. We have to get a match. We get to view it. We teach both sides. We'll get to the match. Building upon this, you said over here that there's a big mavucha whether to switch to get to Yontov or not. And again, the Ilum tells me a lot of people do. A lot of people tell me every Yontov not to remind the wife to switch. And then it comes Shabbos Yontov together after remind the wife not to switch over here. It's not that simple. It can also lead to a Shalom Bayis issue. Part of the sukkah to take into account. It does. It's always the bizarre to get involved, just leave them as is. Not to get involved. The question now is, in Nocha, a kibbutz built upon, on its side, do you want to go like the wife of the Sma? What happens to man lights? The Nocha will get to, by man lights, they do not have the meaning like the Bahag. And they light without Kabbalah Shabbos. Mishmur will say, Toivt to Mekabal B'tanai, the light in the minute is not from Kabbalah Shabbos. But in the same case, let's say the Isha lights with a Kabbalah, with a Tanai. In these two cases, when she lights with the Tanai, or when a man lights over here, maybe also, according to the wife of the Sma, in this situation, also should make the bracha first, and then do the Adlokah. Then when she goes to Mikvah, goes to Kaisel, what?
It's the same
list. Yeah, I know. So the question is it the same sugya or not? She came along with Bialocho, it says the same question. Same machlokes, and according to him, he came along and come out. Roy Paiskin Paskin, just like by Yontif is a switch. A man also should always make the bracha first. And when Isha makes it tonight, she should always make the bracha first. I tell Hashani, since you look at the Svarim, the Kitzah switches one way, because the Locha switches the other way. That means the Kitzah passes like the Magarom. Yet he said, the Gehri Kabbal Shabbos, but tonight he said, not like the Gemara of Rome. I mean, it's not totally Zebetzer. Because the Lachas Paskin is like the wife of the Sma. Come along, when the person makes a case of tonight, he switches the other way, that he should go like that, after the Teretz of, it's the same Nusach HaBrocho, to go not that way. I mean, it depends how you answer the Nusach HaBrocho over here. I said a Shlishi over here, come along, Yashim, because the Lachas, he wants to Mechal, between, not like Mishua equates the man, case of tonight, wants to Mechal the two things over here. They want Taina, the gate to man, he always makes the bracha first. The gate to Isha with the Kabbal, a Shabbat bitnai, they want Taina, no, then she makes that loko first, then the bracha afterwards. Fine, dear inshallah, what to go do? Each one goes to Rav, each one has a makar. Again, as Berkus told us, we teach each one evenly, each one has a malach klal yisrael. One last point over here, when Isha lights, always the first question when she gets married, when she remembers to light for a Shabbos, does she make a bracha shechiyonu? Skamul Yavit and Siddur and says she makes Shachianu. He says the Maisa Kamul Mulsvarim, the Taina, first of all, we don't make a bracha Shachianu for the one main reason is because she had the mitzvah her entire life. She just a chilik of the mitzvah of what her parents did. She got them. It's not it's a new mitzvah she never did. She's tofel and part and parcel of the household. And if she really has the mitzvah her entire life, those who want Taina, anyway, the first Shabbos she makes a bracha Shachianu of the new life that she got. And therefore, not negate this halacha practically. So that's a toys. Why? Because you don't make a bracha shachiyonu, you make a bracha toiv ha-meitiv. Of course, toiv ha-meitiv. Hopefully, it's toiv ha-meitiv. So, of course, you can't toiv ha-meitiv. So, she should not. So, when she asks you, what you going to do the first Shabbos, you make a bracha shachiyonu, you answer back, you make a bracha toiv ha-meitiv. That's the answer. Well, I bet bring a new dress. If you make a bracha on clothing, depends if she wore it beforehand, depends when. Usually the breast dress you wear by the part you wear Shabbos Shai Brokas. That seems to be not Ulay not Hogum. It depends, yeah. Best I mentioned not that way. Echanami. Ken Zain. Fine. Next time we mamshik the sugya we got. Slow.